The Delaware Avenue Complete Streets Project is coming to the ballot booth in this November's election to talk a little bit about this plan. We have Hugh Johnson, who is a member of the Albany Biking Coalition. Welcome, Hugh.
How are you doing?
So let's first start about what is the Biking Coalition?
The Albany Biking Coalition was formed, I think I want to say, about 10 years ago. I joined about 5 years ago, and it's basically a group of people advocating the safety of biking throughout the Albany area. In fact, we'll just say the greater capital region. One of the members made a really detailed internet map that constantly gets better all the time, showing all the biking routes in the area, but also, more importantly, to look out and try to work with the other agencies to try and make it safer biking routes and things like that.
One of the biking routes that you're hoping to make a little safer is along Delaware Avenue, which is currently four lanes and being proposed to make it into two lanes. And this is a bike lane that you were just biking earlier today, you said. So what is this experience like? Could you walk could you bike us through it?
Absolutely. Okay, actually, it's a four-lane highway. It's part of 443. It's Delaware Avenue, goes through Albany, then you cross the Norman Skill and go up a small hill, and then at that point it becomes four lanes. And the speed limit goes from 30 to 40 miles an hour. The road's in slight disrepair, and there's two lanes. There's virtually no shoulder for bikers and for walkers. The only place to safely walk is at the Delaware Plaza, which is almost a mile away. So a lot of people will not walk anywhere near that far. Now, there is a crosswalk on the south side of Delaware Avenue, but there's only a broken one on the other side. But it's very hard to get across the road. And it's challenging the bike because, again, it's two lanes with no shoulder. My wife and I did that today. It was tight. It's doable, but it's a lot of people. I know some cyclists that won't even bike on it. They're scared to bike on it because it is narrow and the speed is pretty high.
Some of the reasons that this plan is being proposed, they say, is to reduce traffic, but mainly to improve the safety for pedestrians and bikes. I guess included in these two lanes is also a turning lane. What do you know about the Delaware Avenue Complete Streets Project?
You're basically correct. That's exactly what's going on. It's basically, okay, what you can do is you can compare it to Madison Avenue in Albany. I remember a few years back, Madison Avenue was four lanes. Now it's two lanes with the bike lanes and the center turning lane. And I think most people are happy with it. I remember when it was under review, when they were thinking of which design to do and all that. And I went to meetings and a lot of people were vehemently opposed to it. And they were saying it would restrict traffic and this and that. And they're saying the exact same things in Delaware Avenue. And I really think it's a mistake to do that because I really think you need to slow the traffic down, make it safer for cyclists and pedestrians. We need that. We encourage people to not always use vehicles emitting CO2 into the atmosphere. So it's really important to have a safer road. And if you look at Madison Avenue, it should be a good thing. It should be, and they're saying, well, it's different. It's Del Mar. It's the suburbs, yada yada, that kind of thing. It's really the same idea, though. You're moving cars in the same way, whether it be Madison Avenue or Delaware Avenue, from point A to point B, and safely, more safely.
So you touched upon this, but the counter argument is business owners are concerned that their clientele will decrease due to the decrease in traffic. Do you think that's true?
I don't. Believe it or not, almost the exact same argument was brought up at the Mass, and I was there. I remember people saying the same things, speaking the same thing that was going to mess up business. If you go up to Madison Avenue now, I really think you would argue that business has gotten better. When you go out on a nice summer evening or even a warm evening at home, you'll see lots of people hanging out in those restaurants and so forth, going along and walking across the street. And I think it's a lot better than it used to be. My wife would never bike. I didn't even like to bike on Madison Avenue before they changed. I think that was worse in some ways in Delaware Avenue, but they're both needed to be improved. And I really think it'd be a mistake to not do it to Delaware Avenue as well, to make it the biking lanes, the one lane and the turn lane. And I think it'd be safer for all involved.
And it sounds like it'll be slowing down cars and bringing in more bike traffic and foot traffic, which could actually be a benefit to the companies, no?
I think so. And it might slow down the commute by 2 minutes. I mean, you know, in this day and age, I know people, I have to have every minute of the day, but 2 minutes, really? You're going to sacrifice 2 minutes to have a more environment and friendly situation with the with pedestrians, bikers, and cars. And I enjoy driving on Madison Avenue now more than it's one lane. Okay, it might take me a minute or two longer to get to from point A to point B, but I can certainly live with that.
The petition was originally submitted back in August, but now it's coming onto the ballots. Why was it originally delayed?
I think part of it is the pandemic, and part of it is because there was a strong opposition to it. A lot of the merchants and some people in the town of Bethlehem really were upset about it. So they went to town meetings and they got it on the ballot, which I guess is fair. I mean, that's a democratic thing to do. Let the town decide which side to go on there. It's going to be I think it's called Proposition or Proposal 6. And I can't vote on it because I'm in Albany, but if you're in the town of Bethlehem, you can. And obviously, you know which way I'd be voting. But again, it's a democratic way to do it, to be, you know, bring it to the people. I guess I think that is the fairest way to do it. I see it as a win, as a positive thing. Some people may not.
So only in the town of Bethlehem, this will be the proposal, correct?
I believe so. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Are there any other biking-related changes happening in the capital area?
There's a bunch, but there's another one. There's talk of doing the same thing on New Scotland Avenue, very close to where I live, making that perhaps into two lanes and with a biking lane. Now, my wife and I have slight differences in that because I think that's a more residential area. That's the New Scotland area when you're coming to the southwest corner of Albany, a little further away from the Normanskill heading towards town. That's a much more residential area. So your argument is that some people need to have places to park on the street when they have parties and they live on New Scotland. But I personally would like to see biking lanes there as well. And it's the nonsense there, the two lanes and it's not even well marked, is really haphazard in my opinion.
So what are some of the other things that the Albany Biking Coalition are concerned about?
In intersections, we worked on the intersection of the flyover on Washington Avenue. That was very dangerous. I actually did it once, and on a Sunday when the traffic was even bad, I got honked at by two cars and almost got smacked by two cars. So we tried it. They already put they already designed that road, but we at least got some signs up to have motorists aware that there are going to be cyclists on the road. And we're just concerned about biking safety. We've come a long way since I moved here back in the 90s, but there's still a lot more that can be done to make this a safe area. And I'm hoping this year with the mayor re-election and so forth, that hopefully they can address them. Like tonight, they're having that mayor on Wednesday night, they're having the mayor debate, and we'll see what happens with that.
There have been some added bike paths around the area. Could you talk a little bit about the benefits of biking as a form of commuting or just a form of recreation?
Absolutely. I mean, keep in mind that bike paths can be used for both. It can be used for commuting if you're lucky enough to live close enough to the path. But yeah, I use the Albany Rail Trail all the time. I think that's a great trail. It's 9.5 miles. It was opened fully a couple of years ago. And I bike to it. That's why I use Delaware Avenue. I bike to it. I hop through the plaza, usually the Delaware Plaza, and I end up the trail you get on behind it. And I just think that, you know, a lot of people I know who wouldn't be biking are now biking these trails for exercise, but there are people that actually do use them for commuting too. So it's a great thing. I'd love to see even more trails built. There was talk of extending a trail from Towasenda State Park, or rather Park and Golden, to the Voorhees Head terminus of the rail trail. I remember seeing that a couple of years ago. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but there was talk of that.
Well, thank you so much for giving us information on the biking situation in the Capital Region. The Delaware Avenue Complete Bikes Project will be on the ballot for Bethlehem residents. And that was Hugh Johnson, member of Albany Biking Coalition.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.